Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Thursday, November 12th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: what's next for TikTok? Clock ticks down, and Moderna gets in the vaccine spotlight. Leading today's news: narrowly avoiding a ban in the U.S. earlier this fall, TikTok is again facing an imminent crisis, with a deadline today that requires the company to be spun off from its Chinese parent ByteDance. The video sharing app is not going down without a fight, and on Tuesday made a significant legal maneuver by filing a petition challenging an executive order by President Trump, as well as a sales process being driven by CFIUS. TikTok alleged it has been working in good faith toward today's deadline, but said the administration wasn't playing ball, and it needed a 30-day extension. It also said in the filing that it proposed a new deal this month that would effectively hand over control of TikTok in the U.S. to Oracle, Walmart, and ByteDance's U.S. investors. That was important because it appeared to be a U-turn from earlier in the process, when ByteDance refused to give up a majority stake in its American operations. In the bigger picture, Oracle will manage the data and see TikTok's source code, but the algorithm and technology will still be owned by ByteDance, and there are concerns that data will not be firewalled from China. In other news, what will happen if the TikTok divestiture isn't approved by today? We can make some predictions, but it's hard to tell since the executive orders are open-ended. CFIUS could accept the terms of the deal and recommend that Trump submit his final approval. He gave the deal his blessing in September, or could support a 30-day extension as the app continues to address national security concerns. Another outcome is that TikTok misses the deadline and Attorney General William Barr takes any steps necessary to have Trump's order enforced in court. The last consideration could see the case drag into a Biden administration, and he may not care about the app in the same way that Trump does. TikTok has 100 million users in the U.S. alone and is one of the world's fastest-growing social media services. Shares of Moderna are 5% higher in the pre-market trade after accumulating enough cases of COVID-19 in its vaccine trial to analyze the shot's effectiveness. Preliminary results could be released soon, with the biotech firm saying it could hand the data over to an independent monitoring committee within days. The vaccine, which uses a similar mRNA technology to Pfizer's, will probably prove to be highly effective, and likely mirror Pfizer's announcement earlier this week with a shot that appears to be more than 90% effective, said Drew Weissman, an immunologist and mRNA expert at the University of Pennsylvania. Contracts linked to the Dow Jones fell 0.5% for the second day, along with the S&P 500 futures, while NASDAQ climbed 0.5% after churning out a 2% gain on Wednesday. People are waking up to the reality of how long it will take to roll out a vaccine. I'm not a medical expert, but it seems unlikely that we're going to very quickly revert to the pre-COVID world, said Sebastian McKay, a fund manager at Invesco. Jitters of fresh coronavirus restrictions are also hitting sentiment, with New York putting a 10 p.m. curfew on bars and restaurants, and Joe Biden's coronavirus czar backing a 4 to 6 week lockdown. On the economic front, fresh data on unemployment claims will be released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and Walt Disney and Cisco will report earnings after the market close. A 4 to 6 week lockdown could bring COVID-19 under control and get the U.S. economy back on track until a vaccine is approved and distributed, said Michael Osterholm, who is advising President-elect Joe Biden on the coronavirus. His plan, though, depends on the government coming up with another relief package. We could pay for a package right now to cover all of the wages, lost wages for individual workers, and losses to small companies, to medium-sized companies, or city, state, county governments, he declared, after warning earlier this week that the country was heading for a COVID hell. Singles Day, a major shopping event in China, saw e-commerce giants Alibaba and JD.com rack up around $115 billion in sales across their platforms, both setting new records. A small caveat, the event this year ran from November 1st to midnight on November 12th, instead of the usual 24 hours on November 11th, which represents bare branches that are single and unattached. While the GMV numbers continue to show signs of recovery from the coronavirus pandemic, the event was overshadowed by big stock price falls of both Alibaba and JD.com due to Chinese regulators releasing draft antitrust rules. China's internet sector saw a $260 billion sell-off on Wednesday after Beijing signaled its strongest intention yet to rein in big tech by drafting a slew of new anti-monopoly laws. We believe potential implementation of the new antitrust regulations has negative implications for major internet companies with dominant positions across segments, Morgan Stanley said in a research note. That said, competition has already intensified in recent years, with incumbents, if for example Alibaba and Tencent, losing market share to disruptors, such as Pinduoduo and ByteDance. So the consequences will likely be less meaningful given reduced dominance across segments compared to a few years ago. A day after OPEC cut its global oil demand forecasts, the IEA is jumping on the train, as the task of rebalancing the market will make slow progress unless the fundamentals change. With a COVID-19 vaccine unlikely to ride to the rescue of the global oil market for some time, the combination of weaker demand and rising oil supply provides a difficult backdrop to the meeting of OPEC Plus countries, according to the agency. The IEA now expects world oil demand to contract by 8.8 million barrels per day this year, reflecting a downward revision of 0.4 million barrels from the last month's assessment, but lifted its estimates for 2021. OPEC Plus is also sizing up crude output in light of vaccine developments and is having second thoughts about opening the taps in January as originally planned. While a breakthrough announced this week by Pfizer could revive fuel demand, the logistical challenges of deploying a vaccine to billions of people means it won't materially change oil market conditions over the next 6 months. A planned output increase is likely to be postponed, while the presidents of both Russia and OPEC have even mentioned the option of cutting production further, though the idea hasn't garnered widespread support so far among other members. We're still 3 weeks away before the group meets to make a final decision, so expect some more news out of the oil space. The alliance is currently keeping about 7.7 million barrels a day offline, or 8% of global output. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the NASDAQ, crude oil, and gold and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the S&P 500 and Dow slightly down. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.